Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, love, and mercies toward us. Thank you for everything you have given to us. Thank you for peace we have received from you. Thank you, Lord, for joy that fills our hearts because of the presence of your Holy Spirit within us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your interventions that we keep seeing in every situation. Thank you for showing yourself faithful when we needed your help. Thank you for revealing your will to us when we needed to make decisions. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for fighting our battles, those battles that appeared to be too deep and too strong for us to conquer. Thank you for appearing in the midst of those battles to give us victories. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the attacks that came from the kingdoms of darkness against us, that you turned back to the senders. Thank you for frustrating the plans and agendas of the enemy that were against us. What they wanted to happen to us did not happen, because you stood for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your covering of protection and preservation that is upon us. Thank you, Lord, for using simple things to lift up our lives. Thank you for turning around negative situations in our life into positive situations. Thank you for giving us testimonies. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for doing us good. Thank you, Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for every good gift that have come from your throne into our hands. Thank you for breakthroughs we have seen happen to us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your voice that have manifested unto us when we needed to hear from you. Thank you, Lord, for how you correct us in those times we go on the wrong path. Thank you for how you correct us and bring us back to the truth. Thank you, Father. We thank you for impossible things you have made possible unto us. Thank you for enabling us with your strength to rise despite weaknesses that surrounds us, despite weaknesses that comes from our flesh and bodies. Thank you for enabling us with your strength to rise above limitations. Thank you, Father. We also thank you for prayers we have prayed on this platform before now that you have answered. We thank you for, we know that even the prayers we will pray tonight in your presence, that you will also answer. Thank you, Father. I ask, O Lord, that you show us mercy as we wait on you this night, this midnight. O Lord, show us mercies in Jesus' name. Let your glory fall upon us. Let your kingdom come and prevail in our lives and situations. As we pray here tonight, let your will be done in our lives as it is in heaven, as it is in your book in heaven. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do much more than we have asked you. Thank you, faithful Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I strongly believe that every prayer we are going to pray right here tonight shall receive urgent attention from the throne of God in heaven. In Jesus' name. And not only will there be attention, there will also be urgent interventions from the throne of God as we pray tonight in the name of Jesus. We're going to take some worship songs together before we go into prayer points. Throughout the endless ages, you will be crowned with praises, Lord. Most High, exalted in every nation, sovereign of all creation, Lord. Most High, be magnified throughout the endless ages. You will be crowned with praises, Lord. Most High, exalted in every nation, sovereign of all creation, Lord, Most High, be magnified . I've made you too small in my eyes, O Lord. forgive me. I have believed in the lie that you are unable to help me. But now, oh Lord, I see my wrong. Heal my heart and show yourself strong. And with my heart and with my song, oh Lord, be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified. Be magnified, oh Lord. Be magnified, oh Lord. You are highly exalted, and there is nothing you can't do. Oh Lord, my eyes are on you. Oh Lord, my eyes are on you. Be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified. Be magnified, Lord Jesus. Be magnified. Oh Lord, you are highly exalted. You are highly exalted, and there is nothing you can't do. There is nothing you can't do. Oh Lord, my eyes are on you. Be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified. Take glory, Father. Take glory, Son. Take glory, Holy Ghost, now and forevermore. Take all the glory, take glory, Father. Take glory, Son. Take glory, Holy Ghost, now and forevermore. All the glory must be to the Lord. To the Lord, for he is worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our praises. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. Unto the Lord, all the glory must be to the Lord, to Jesus, for he is worthy of our praise, he's worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things
He has done unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, unto Jesus be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb, of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name, Jesus, Lamb of God. Worthy is your name. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. By your blood,
You crushed principalities, Jesus. Jesus, by your name, by your name, established authority, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, the righteous, by your blood, you crushed principalities, Jesus, 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 by your name. By your name, you established authority, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus the righteous, Jesus the righteous, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, you have conquered all. Jesus, 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 you reign over all. Let's sing it again, by your blood, by your blood, you crushed principalities, Jesus, 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 by your name, by your name, you established authority, Jesus, Jesus, yes, Jesus, the righteous, Jesus, 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 you have conquered all, Jesus, Jesus, Savior, Jesus, Jesus, you reign over all. Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him, glorify Him, exalt Him, magnify Him, worship the King of Israel, the Rock of Israel, the Lord of hosts, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles. Worship the God of heaven and the earth, the one who was and is to come, the first and the last. The Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Worship Him, praise Him. He is greater than all, stronger than all, wiser than all. He is higher than all. He is the Most High God. Worship Him, worship Him, worship Him, worship Him, glorify Him, magnify Him, praise Him. Praise Him. He is so good. He is so kind. He is so beautiful. So wonderful. So precious. So glorious. So so strong. So powerful. Worship Him. Worship Him. He is the Almighty God. There is no darkness in Him. His light and there is no darkness in him. He is good. There is no evil in him. He is so merciful. He is so compassionate. He is so gracious. He is so faithful. Worship him. Worship him. Worship the Lord of heaven and the earth. Worship the God of Israel. Praise his holy name. We worship you, Father, for you are the Lord. You alone is the Lord. And you alone is true. You alone is righteous. We praise you, Father. You speak and it comes to pass. No one else can make anything happen if you have not approved it, if you have not ordained it. Lord, we praise you. You are so trustworthy. We can trust in you. We can depend on you. We can believe in you. We can hold on to you. Because you cannot fail. You cannot let us down. You cannot disappoint. You are so faithful. You are so kind. You are so merciful. You are so loving. Thank you for who you are. We praise you for who you are. We worship your majesty. You have given us life. And here we are, breathing. Here we are, existing. And not only that, you have given us eternal life. And we have hope for heaven. We have hope that we will make heaven. We have hope that we will live forever in your kingdom. Because you have given us eternal life. We are so grateful for everything you have done for us. You have healed us. You have given us health. You have connected us to your power, to your strength. And we cannot be weak because you have become our strength. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. You have delivered us. And now we can command our deliverance because we have already been delivered. You have healed us. And now we can command our healings. Because we have already been healed, you have translated us into your glory. And now we can enter into your glory. We praise you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him praises and worship. Amen. Amen. I want you to pray this Thanksgiving prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank you for how you have created me. Thank you because you have created me for your glory. You have created me for success. You have created me for excellence. You have created me for greatness. Thank you for how you have created me and why you created me. Thank you because you created me for something glorious, for something great, for something wonderful. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Thank you, Jesus, for how you have created me. Thank you, Jesus, for how you have created me. Thank you, Lord, because you have created me for greatness. You have created me for your glory. You have created me for excellence. You have created me for greatness. Thank you because I am not existing by mistake, by error. You have created me for something great. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for how you have created me. The Bible says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. God was carefully making us. God took time to make us to look the way we look. He took time to make us to appear the way we appear. Thank Him. Say, Lord, thank you for how you have created me. Thank you, Jesus, for creating me for your glory. Thank you, Jesus, for creating me for greatness. Thank you, Jesus, for creating me for a great purpose. Thank you, Jesus, for creating me for success and excellence. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. In Isaiah chapter 43, Isaiah 43 verse 6 and 7, you will see what God said about you. It says, Isaiah 43 verse 6 and verse 7, I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. So God is saying that he has created you for his glory. As many of us that are called by his name, we have been created for his glory. Calling and destiny. The word of the Lord that says that I have been created for the glory of the Lord. Let this word come by destiny. Let this word come to pass right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. According to the word of the Lord in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7. I'll continue to pray. Say, Father, let your word that you have written in this place come to pass in my life. Let your word that says that I have been created for your glory. Let your word that says I have been created for your glory come to pass right now in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to talk to God like that. Begin to talk to God like that. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let your word that says I have been created for your glory, let it come to pass in my life. Let it be fulfilled in my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the word of the Lord that says that I am existing for the glory of the Lord. The word of God that says that I have been created to reveal and manifest the glory of God. Let this word begin to come to pass in my life. Let this word begin to come to pass in my life. Let this word begin to come to pass in my ministry, in my calling, in my destiny. Let this word begin to come to pass right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. To be created for God's glory means that God is able to use your life as an example of all the goodness that is in Him. Yeah. It means God is able to use your life as an example of all the goodness, as an example that we show the world all the goodness that is in Him. So now, let's say for instance, we know that God is the greatest healer. He is the greatest physician. Yeah. So God is able to show the world through your life that He is the greatest physician by supernaturally healing your sicknesses and diseases. So God is able to use you as an example of His goodness. Yeah. I don't know if you're getting it. Yeah. So, God healing your sicknesses and diseases is going to show everyone, including the doctors that diagnosed you, including everyone around you that know about your health challenge, God, by healing that sickness, will show everyone His goodness. He will show everyone that He is the greatest healer. Yeah, so that is the way of God revealing His glory through your life. Yeah. By solving problems in your life to show the world how good He is. Yeah. Because God's glory can never be hidden. When God is being glorified, it is not only you that we see the glory. Everyone will see the glory. Yeah. So God's glory cannot be hidden. Yeah. Well, maybe it can be hidden if he's not strong enough. Yeah. But when God is really being glorified in the life of a man, everyone will see it. Everyone will know it. So you're going to pray. There are things in your life that God can use to communicate his goodness to the world. There are issues in your life. Yeah. There are lots of issues in your life that God can use to communicate his goodness and greatness to the whole world. So you are a specimen that can reveal the glory of God. Yeah, your life is a specimen in the laboratory of God, yeah, to show forth his glory to the world. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, visit my life. And use the state of my life. You're going to say, Father, visit my life. Use the state and situations of my life to communicate goodness to everyone in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, use the state of my life, the present state of my life, the present condition of my life, the present situation of my life, to communicate your glory to the world, to communicate your goodness to the world, to communicate your faithfulness to the world, to communicate your greatness to the world. Oh Lord, use the present state of my life. Continue to talk to God like that. Say, Lord, use the present state of my life to communicate your goodness to the world, your faithfulness to the world. In the name of Jesus, use everything happening in my life right now to show the world how good you are, how great you are, how glorious you are, how powerful you are. Right now, in the name of Jesus, use my present state and situation. Talk to God. Use my present state and condition to show everyone how good you are, how great you are, how powerful and glorious you are. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, some of you might have been deceived to always think that there must be physical miracles, visible miracles, before we can say that God is glorified in the earth. Yeah. But the truth is, it is not until there is a visible miracle or physical miracle, yeah, that we can say God is glorified. Now, let me give you an example. Let's say, for instance, you are living with a neighbor that is very troublesome, and that neighbor is always trying to frustrate you, always trying to get you offended, get you angry, get you bitter. Yeah. But in the midst of that situation, you are able to yield to the Holy Spirit that is in you. And despite all that your neighbor is doing to frustrate you, to provoke you to anger, you are just smiling. You are just happy. You're just full of joy, full of peace, and you are just calm. In a sense that you are even praying. Such that you went into your room and you were even praying for your neighbor, that, oh Lord, please help me to save the soul of this neighbor of mine that devil is using against me. Now, the fact that you were so calm, peaceful, joyful, in the midst of a situation where you're supposed to be so angry and so abusive, yeah, that is the glory of God. Yeah, the fact that you are just so calm and peaceful that you have even forgiven your neighbor ahead of time. So everything your neighbor is doing was not moving you, was not shaking you. That is the glory of God. Now, let me give you another example. Let's say there is a man in the community. Everyone know him to be a drunkard. He would go to beer parlors and get himself drunk and start walking on the streets, falling down into the drainage system. Yeah, because he's so drunk. And then that alcoholic person now happened to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that alcoholic person now repented and surrendered his life to Jesus. And then the life of Christ entered into that man and changed that man. And then people no longer see him drunk anymore. And now the man is now going about telling everyone that he's born again, and even telling everyone to repent and believe in Jesus and be saved. The fact that a drunkard, an alcoholic addict, suddenly transform into a new person, that is the glory of God. Yeah. So the glory of God is not only about our physical, as in miracles, or some physical blessings. It is also about inward transformation. Yeah. When everything devil is doing on the outside of you to get you frustrated, to get you depressed, when they are not working on you, everything Satan keep doing to get you angry, to get you offended and bitter, and none of them is working, and then you are always, you know, happy and joyful. That is the glory of God. So the fact that we can have people like that on earth is the glory of God. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by the reason of your Holy Spirit in me, transform me completely to become like you. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, by the reason of your Holy Spirit in me, transform me completely to become like you, to live your life, to live your nature. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. That is the glory of God. That is the glory of God. That the sins you always commit, you no longer commit them. That change is the glory of God. Don't let anyone deceive you. The glory of God is not only about physical signs and wonders. The fact that you were committing a sin before and now you can't commit that sin anymore, it is the glory of God. And the whole world needs people like that. People who have been changed from the inside. Presidents of nations, they are looking for people like that because they don't have that transformation. They are looking for people that can challenge them to live a better life. Talk to God. Say, Lord, by the reason of your Holy Spirit in me, transform me completely into a new person that is like you. Transform me completely. Yeah, we have CEOs that are looking for people that can prove to them that they can be trusted with a lot of money, and that they will not steal from their company. Yeah, the whole world is looking for Christians that are transformed Christians. Yeah, and the whole world wants to hear from them. The whole world wants to hear the story of how they were transformed. Yeah, so that they can also believe God for transformation. So everything is not about healing sick people, healing, all those physical signs and wonders. Everything is not all about physical signs and wonders. The whole world is waiting for people that have been changed on their inside. People that no longer tell lies. People that no longer commit adultery, fornication. People that are pure in their hearts. People that are strong in their spirits, in their souls. People that are not addicted. People that are free in their souls. The whole world is looking for people like that. Sinners are looking for people like that. Sinners are looking for people that have overcome what they could not overcome. They are looking for people like that. And that is the glory of God. If that transformation happened to us, then that is the glory of God. talk to God. Say, oh Lord, by the reason of your Holy Spirit in me, transform me completely to become a new person that is like you, that is like you in nature, a new person that is like you in character. Change me, O Lord, into that person. I want the whole world to learn righteousness through my life. I want the whole world to learn the fear of God through my life. I want the whole world to learn holiness through my life. I want the whole world to learn integrity through my life, to learn purity through my life. Oh Lord, change me completely. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. What does it mean to be created for God's glory? It means that you are no longer seeking your own glory. You are no longer seeking to glorify yourself, to magnify yourself, to exalt yourself, to praise yourself. It means you are no longer seeking to promote yourself, to glorify yourself or magnify your ego and pride. Yeah, that is what it means. So if God is going to be glorified in your life, then you must be that man that is not living for himself. You must be that man, you must be that woman that is not living for himself. You must be living not to please yourself, not to satisfy your desires, but to satisfy God, to satisfy God's desire. That must be why you are living. Not for yourself, but for Him. So only those people who are like that can actually and really manifest the glory of God. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, take away from me every desire to exalt myself, to magnify myself, to promote myself, to please myself, to live for myself. Oh Lord, take away those desires from me, because I want my life to glorify you. Take away from me every desire to please myself, to serve myself, to worship myself, to exalt myself, to magnify myself, to live for myself. Oh Lord, take away all of those desires, because
I want my life to glorify you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. That is the only way your life can glorify God in the head. That is the only way. So Lord, remove that desire in me. That desire that demands attention from people. That desire that demands praises from people. That desire in me to satisfy my self desires, my selfish interest. That desire to satisfy the lust of my flesh. Oh Lord, take it away, because I want to glorify you. I want to live for you. I want to live for you. I want my life to glorify you. Oh Lord, take away every desire in me to magnify myself. The desire to please myself. The desire to promote myself. Oh Lord, take away such desires so that my life can glorify you. So that my life can reveal your glory to the world. So that your name can be glorified through my life in the earth. Take away every desire to please myself, to live for myself, to magnify self. Take away such desires. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, let's look at Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. I'm going to read from verse 5, Philippians chapter 2, I'm going to read from verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Verse 8, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Yeah. It says that Jesus, who having known who he is, decided to take the form of a man. Yeah. So Jesus decided, he made that decision before he was born. He made the decision to take the form of a man, because he is not a man. He is God. He is not a man. But he decided, because his nature is so full of humility, he decided to take the form of a man. He decided to put himself under the
limitations of man. He decided to humble himself. The Bible says he took the form of a servant. He made himself of no reputation, even though he was a man of the highest reputation. He is the creator of the world. Yeah, but he decided to bring himself down to the point that he even obeyed to die. He was obedient unto death. He gave himself over to be killed by the same people he created. Yeah. Can you see the weight of that humility? He gave himself over to be slaughtered by the same people he created. When he knew that he just need to say a word, and all of those people will be wasted. But he, having the power to deliver himself, having the power to glorify himself, at that moment, he withdrew that power and gave himself over to be slaughtered. I don't know if you are thinking the way I'm thinking right now. But that is the highest humility ever. Yeah. So if your creator can humble himself to that point, then what is wrong with you that you find it difficult to humble yourself? Yeah. Then what is wrong with you? I don't know if you get what I'm saying. The people you created, they were spitting on your face, beating you, and you are not doing anything. That is the highest humility ever. Yeah, and that is why the glory that followed that sacrifice on the cross was too great for any power to overcome. Because the greatest humility gave birth to that glory. Yeah, let me read further. We are reading Philippians chapter 2. Now, verse 9 says, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow." So the glory and exaltation that followed the humility Jesus did to the point of him being slaughtered on the cross, you know, the glory that followed that humility was too great, because the humility was too great. So the glory that followed was too great that no power could fight that glory. The authority that followed was too great that no power could contend with that authority. I don't know if you are saying what I'm saying. So now you call yourself a Christian and you are questioning God. God, why should this happen to me? With all of these things that I have done, why should that happen to me? Why should this happen? Why have I not gotten the blessing yet? Why have I not gotten the breakthrough yet? Who are you to question God? Yeah, so we must humble ourselves. If we will carry the glory of God, is the greatest glory of heaven will be revealed through us. We must humble ourselves like he did, like Jesus did. You're going to pray. Yeah. I believe the Holy Spirit really wants us to pray on this issue tonight. Yeah, I want you to talk to God. You're going to say, Father, put on me the same spirit of humility that is in you. Yeah. Because I want my life, my ministry, my calling to reveal your glory in the earth. Say, Father, put on me the same humility that is in you. Let that humility conquer me. Let that humility that is in you, let it prevail over me. Let it prevail over me. Let it conquer my life. Let it take over me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Nejeke hashte de balala. Mashte nihasu jian teshulia. The same humility that is in you, Lord Jesus, put it in me. Put it on me. Let that humility, let it conquer my flesh. Let it conquer my pride. Let it conquer my ego. Oh Lord, let that humility that is in you conquer me. I want to have the greatest humility. Jesus manifested the greatest humility. So Lord, I want to have the greatest, the highest level of humility. Lord, put it on me. In the name of Jesus. Because I want your glory to be revealed through my life to the whole world. In the name of Jesus. The same humility that is in you, Lord Jesus, put it on me. Put it on me. Put it on me, Lord. Let that humility conquer my pride. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I remember some time ago when the Holy Spirit was giving me the revelation of the personality of God. Yeah. The Holy Spirit was showing me how God has made himself one with certain standards. Yeah. Let's say, for instance, we know that God is pure. Yeah, so the Holy Spirit was telling me that God made a decision to be pure. That is why God is pure. Yeah, that God by his nature could be anything and could do anything, and no one can question him. Yeah, that God could be anything and could do anything, but he chose to be who he is now. He chose to be a good God. He chose to be a merciful God. He chose to be light, to be pure. Yeah. So he was telling me that God chose what he was going to become, and then he became what he chose. Yeah. That was the revelation that the Holy Spirit gave me about the personality of God. So God made a choice of what he wants to be, and then he became that. He turned himself to that. So meaning that he was not going to go back from becoming that anymore. So the fact that God is good, God made himself good, means that God will never go back to becoming the opposite of good. You know, the song that we always sing, great is thy faithfulness, that there is no shadow of turning with thee. There is no shadow of turning with thee. So which means that God has, you know, God is not thinking and will never think of changing from what he is now. Yeah, because when he became what he is now, it was a permanent choice. Yeah. So the same thing applies to you and I. So if we are going to enter into the kingdom of God, we must make a permanent choice of who we want to be. And we must make that choice with no mind of turning back to become the opposite. So you must make that choice once and for all. So heaven is for people who have made such choices. Yeah. Yeah. So that is why God has given you free will. Because the glory of God is in the fact that you make a choice to please God. And then you become that choice. Yeah, so which means you are not going back. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be wise enough to make permanent choices that will change me into the person that will reveal your glory in the head, into the person that will manifest your glory in the head. Yeah, God will not force any man. He doesn't do that. Yeah, but you can be wise. You can make wise choices. Say, Father, help me to be wise enough to make permanent choices that will change me into the person that can manifest your glory in the head. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Everyone in heaven, there was a time they had to make these choices. Yeah, don't ask me how I knew. Just know that everyone in heaven, there was a time they had to make permanent choices that made them what they are, and that has put them in the kingdom of God.
Say, Lord, help me to be wise enough to make permanent choices, that you will change me into the person that can communicate your glory to my generation, into the person that can manifest your glory to the world. Oh Lord, help me to make such choices right now. Help me to be wise enough to make such choices. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know, I was saying that the Holy Spirit gave me revelation of who God is. And he was telling me of things that many Christians today consider to be not important. Yeah. And he was telling me that those things that many Christians consider to be not important, that those things are God. Yeah, that God is those things. Yeah, he started from the truth. Yeah, he said God is the truth. Yeah, he said all the truths in the Bible, he said God is them. Yeah, that God is not only power. And if everyone says God is powerful, God is powerful. He raised the dead. He healed the sick. Yeah, he said God is not only power or powerful. God is also the truth. Yeah, and then he said the same God that is powerful is also the same God that is the truth. And then he said, he told me that as God is in power, so he is in the truth. So which means that if we follow the truth, believe the truth, and obey the truth, we will see the powerful God manifest. If we believe the truth, obey the truth, follow the truth, we will naturally see the powerful God manifest. Yeah. So he said those things many Christians have counted to be irrelevant, non-important. He said those things are carriers of God, because God is those things. So now when we tell you about watch your mind, make sure that your mind is pure in the sight of God. Watch your words. Watch how you talk. Watch your dressing. Stop dressing worldly. Stop dressing seductively. Now those truths, God is them. Yeah. And if you want the glory of God to be revealed through your life, then you must be perfect in all the truths that you know already about God and his kingdom. You must be perfect in all those truths. That is how you will see the glory of God. Yeah, we are looking for revival. We are praying for revival.
Revival is already here with us. We are the one that is running away from revival. So revival is not coming from anywhere. It's already here. Signs and wonders, mighty miracles, they're already here. Yeah. Our problem is that we don't love the truth. We are not living by the truth. That is the problem. Everything that we are looking for is here, right here, in the end. So you are going to pray. So those things you think, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Those things have God in them. Because God became those truths. Yeah. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me perfect in all your truths, so that your glory can be revealed in my life and through my life. Make me perfect in all your truths, all the truths about God and his kingdom that you know in the Bible. Are you perfect in them all? Say, Father, make me perfect in all your truths so that your glory can be revealed in my life and through my life. Open your mouth and begin to talk to God like that. Talk to God like that. In the name of Jesus, make me perfect in all your truths. Make me perfect in all your truths. Oh Lord, make me perfect in all your truths so that your glory can be revealed in me and through my life. Maybe you are in a relationship and you're in a relationship with the opposite sex and every time you talk with that person, it's all dirty things you talk. Dirty things. Carnal things. Even on the phone, you talk about pollution. And then you want the glory of God to be revealed through your life, it will not happen. Or maybe you are living with someone you are not married to, someone you have not married, and then you are living with the person in the same room, and you are even having a sexual relationship with the person. And you are doing that, and then you think the glory of God can be revealed in your life and through you. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. We must be perfect in the truth for us to see his glory. Thank you, Lord. Talk to God. Lord, I want to be perfect in all your truths. Not some of your truths. All your truths. So that your glory can be revealed in my life and through my life. Help me, O God. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I don't know if I've shared this with you before. I I had a message from a popular man of God. Some of you might know him. He's a global evangelist. And God, you know, God used him for mighty miracles. Though he's dead now. Yeah. But I happened to come across one of his messages on YouTube. Yeah, and he said something that I could not forget. Yeah, he said something. He said when he was going to start ministry, because from childhood he has been getting revelations and visions of Africa, that God is sending him to Africa, that God will use him to save Africa, to win souls in Africa. So he said he have been getting those visions. So when the time was ripe for him to step into ministry, so he said he was talking with church elders, because his father was a pastor. So he was talking with the elders in his father's church. He was telling them that that God has given him a vision. God has given him a calling for souls to be, you know, a calling that will get souls saved and sick people healed and mighty miracles happen in every way he preaches. But those elders were telling him that, it has happened some time ago. What you are saying is good. We have seen revivals happen some time ago. And those miracles you were talking about, they happened also. I mean, those miracles you're saying that God is showing you that he's going to use you to do. We have had revivals in time past. And those miracles happened. Yeah, so the elders were telling him, they said, just pray. Let us pray for revival. Let us pray for revival. So he said somewhere in him, he was not comfortable with the counsel of those elders. So he felt like revival is not something that we get just by praying for it. Yeah. So he said he was not comfortable with the answer, because the elders were like, when God sent revival, those miracles will happen. Those souls will get saved. But he said he was not comfortable with that answer. So he went to God in prayer. And then he began to search the scriptures. And then he saw how the apostles, how they did ministry. He saw that the apostles were busy with living according to the truth that Jesus has passed on to them. And the apostles were busy with teaching others, preaching that truth, teaching that truth. And as they were doing that, miracles were happening naturally, effortlessly. I don't know if you're getting the point. So that man, his name is Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke. Yeah. He said he saw in the Bible that every time the apostles preached the truth, the raw truth, the raw word of God, and they teach it, and they pray according to those truths. He said he saw that miracles were happening naturally, effortlessly. They were not struggling to see revival. Yeah, because everyone was following the truth, obeying the truth. Yeah, so that was why I said that revival is here with us. We are the one running away from it. Yeah. So before you question God about why you have not yet experienced a miracle, first ask yourself, how much of God's truth have I done? How much of the truth revealed in the Bible is alive in my life? How much of those truths is happening in my life? You should ask yourself. Yeah. So that is the key to seeing the glory of God. So you are going to pray. There is a standard God already revealed to us from the Bible. So if we can follow the Bible standard, we will see the God of the Bible appear to us face to face through mighty miracles and great glory. So are you following the Bible standard? Are you following the Bible standard? So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, establish my life on the standards by which your kingdom is governed, so that the glory in your kingdom can sit on my life. So, Father, establish my life. Establish my home, my family, on the standards by which your kingdom is governed, by which your kingdom is ruled, so that the glory in your kingdom can sit on my life, can rest on my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. If we don't follow the kingdom standards, we should forget about the kingdom glory. If we don't follow the kingdom standards, we should forget about the kingdom power and grace and authority. Ask God to help you. Say, Lord, establish my life. If you have a ministry, say, Lord, establish my ministry upon the standard by which your kingdom is governed. Establish my life, O Lord, so that the same glory that is in your kingdom can rest on my life, can sit on my life, can fill my life, can fill my home, can fill my family. You have children and you are not training them according to the standard in the kingdom of God. Then you are not helping those children that you have. If you have kids and you are not training them according to the standards in the Bible, then you don't love those children. You don't love them. Ask God to help you. Say, oh Lord, establish my life on the standards by which your kingdom is governed. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, up to now, we still have some Christians and ministers of God who are still joking. They are still joking with God. They consider Christianity to be a joke. They consider the kingdom of God to be a joke. Yeah, they think it's just something you can play around with. You can't play around You can't play around with God's kingdom. Yeah, God is no respecter of persons. You can't joke around with the things of God. Yeah, because when you leave this world, then you will see the reality of all these things we are talking about. But I pray that you will not leave this world to find the truth, but that you will find the truth here and obey it so that you can inherit eternal life. So you are going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from every spirit that is making me unserious with spiritual things. Every spirit that is making me indisciplined concerning spiritual things, concerning the things of your kingdom. Oh Lord, deliver me from such spirit. Yeah, the Bible told us that Esau was a profane man. He was a man that was joking with important things, valuable things, spiritual things. And he lost his birthright. Talk to God. Begin to pray right now. Say, Lord, deliver me from every spirit making me unserious about the things of your kingdom. The things of the kingdom is a matter of life and death. There is nothing in this world that is more important than the things in God's kingdom. You might have been deceived, but I don't know how to deceive people. There is nothing in this world that is more important than the issues of God's kingdom, than spiritual things. Ask God to deliver you. So Lord, deliver me from every spirit making me unserious about the things of your kingdom. Deliver me, O Lord. Deliver me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, every spirit that is deceiving me, controlling me, to not take seriously the issues about your kingdom, the issues about righteousness, the issues about purity, the issues about holiness, the issues about obeying your will. O God of Israel, deliver me from such spirit. Every spirit that is making me not to discipline myself to follow you, to please you, to serve you. Oh Lord, deliver me from such spirit. Reading your Bible is a matter of life and death. Yeah. You know, you need to come to the point where you see those things as a matter of life and death. Like, if I don't do it, I will die. Yeah, you need to come to the point where you say spiritual things like that. Like, if I don't study my Bible, I will die. If I don't pray very well, I will die. Yeah, and of a truth, you die spiritually every time you are carnal. May the Lord help you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, according to your mercies, connect me with the right opportunities that I need at this time to succeed, to excel, to move forward. Connect me with the right opportunities that I need at this time to succeed, to excel, and to move forward. Begin to talk to God like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord, connect me with the right opportunities to succeed, to excel, and to move forward at this time. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have 6 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, release sponsorship for the performance of the vision you have given to me. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, release sponsorship. Release sponsorship for the performance of the vision you have given to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, release sponsorship. Thank you, Lord. For the performance of the vision you have given to me. For the performance of the vision you have given to me. The vision God has given to you, it is the same God who have given it that will help it to be fulfilled. It is the same God who has given the vision that will finance it, that will make provision for everything that is needed for the vision to be fulfilled. Talk to God, say, Lord, release sponsorship and support for the performance of the vision you have given to me. In the name of Jesus. Release sponsorship. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, strengthen me to carry out tasks that I could not do for many years because of my weaknesses. Yeah, I don't know those tasks. Yeah, but there are things that you have not been able to do for a long time because you felt weak to do it. You felt maybe unqualified to do it, or you felt you don't have what it takes. So you're going to say, Father, strengthen me to do tasks I haven't been able to do for years because of my weaknesses. Strengthen me now. Strengthen me, Father. In the name of Jesus, begin to talk to God like that. Begin to talk to God like that. Mahashien de ketajilia, neheshu zeneshudia. Strengthen me, O Lord. Strengthen me, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. To carry out assignment I could not do for years. Task, missions I could not do for you for years because of my weaknesses. Strengthen me to do them now. Strengthen me to do them now. I believe in your strength. Strengthen me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have a formal prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, help me to develop strong love and passion for the things you have called me to do. Yeah. I realize that some believers, they do certain things, yeah, because they felt it's a necessity. I just have to do it. But they are not doing it because they actually love to do it. Yeah. So you're going to say, Father, help me to have strong love and passion for the things you have called me to do. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. So Lord, help me to develop strong love and passion for the things you have called me to do. Help me to develop strong love and passion for those things you command me to do. Those things you have commanded me to do. Help me to develop strong love and passion. Some believers, you have to preach and preach about things before they remember they should do it. That is not going to happen when you now love to do those things, because you will not wait until anyone preach about it or tell you to do it before you will do it. So Lord, help me to develop strong love and passion for the things you have called me to do, for the things you command me to do, for the things you have instructed me to do, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, three more prayer points. You're going to pray. I believe you know that there is nothing impossible with God. I believe you know that. Yeah. But with experience, or from experience, I realize that those people or those Christians who knows how to touch God's heart, how to impress God, usually get God to do many things for them. If you know how to get God's attention, how to impress God's heart, how to make God happy, you will get him do a lot of things for you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, guide me to do things that attract God's heart and God's attention. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, guide me to live my life in such a way that I am able to draw God's heart towards me. In the name of Jesus. Or begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Holy Spirit, guide me. Guide my actions to do things that will make me attract God's face, attract God's heart, attract God's attention. Holy Spirit, guide me to say things that will make me attract God's attention, attract God's heart. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, guide me. There are things to say in prayer. There are things not to say in prayer. Holy Spirit must guide you. Ask him to guide you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I cast out of my life every spirit of discouragement that is stopping me from trusting in God as I should. stopping me from holding on to God as I should. Believing in God as I should. I cast out such spirit of discouragement. Come out of my life. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Je shene getijilia. Mande kede heshte hadi galashda. Mahande hesheni hete suzialashda. I cast out every spirit of discouragement stopping me from trusting in the Lord as I should. Stopping me from holding on to the Lord as I should. Stopping me from depending on the Lord as I should. Come out of my life. Right now in the name of Jesus. Come out right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. It is important that the truths you know, that you speak them out. Yeah, apart from the fact that you leave those truths, you make those truths govern your lifestyle and actions. It is also important that the truths you have discovered in God, in the Word of God, it is important that you say them, you preach them, you teach them. Yeah, while you're talking to a friend, it is important that you speak those words. While you're talking to your children, your siblings. So don't hide the truth that you have. It becomes weak and powerless when you hide the truth that you have. Let's say you're talking with your brother, your sister, and then you can't confess what you know about God. You can't confess, you can't speak out what you know and what you are sure of about your God, about the kingdom of God, then what kind of Christian are you? If you are ashamed to confess the truth, the eternal truth, truth that cannot change, whether people agree or not, these are truths that abide forever, and you are not bold to talk about it. Even to your boss, when you're talking to your boss, you're not bold to defend the truth, to proclaim the truth, to confess the truth, then you're a weak Christian. Yeah. So what we know, we must be verbal about it. We must say it everywhere. Say it on the social media. Say it everywhere. Everywhere, what you have learned of Christ, what you have believed, let everyone know. Let everyone know. That is how it becomes powerful. But when you are hiding it, I don't want people to know. I don't want them to start mocking me. Yeah. Then you are a weak Christian. If you are doing that. So you're going to pray. Yeah. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, fill me with boldness to publicly profess the truth that I believe, to publicly teach and preach and confess the truth that I believe in God, the truth that I believe, the truth in the Word of God that I believe. Holy Spirit, fill me with boldness to publicly and fearlessly proclaim it and teach it and defend it and enforce it in every way, in every place, from now onward. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, when somebody is trying to make you afraid, that is the right time to speak the truth that you know. The truth about who your God is. The truth about how victorious you are already. That is the right time to speak those truths. Not that you just say, yeah, I think you're right. You know, you just begin to be afraid because somebody is trying to make you afraid. Talk to God. Say, Lord, fill me with boldness to publicly speak the truth, to publicly defend the truth, stand for the truth, confess the truth, teach the truth, preach the truth that I have learned from you. Help me to publicly say these things, to fearlessly say them anywhere, to fearlessly teach it and enforce it anywhere in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. So we're going to stop here, and I will pray for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Ancient of Days, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your presence and power in this place. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have exposed to us during the course of this prayer session. Thank you for great works you have done in our spirits and souls and bodies. Thank you for the transformation that you have determined to do in us so that your glory may be revealed through our lives in all the earth. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, for we know that the prayers we have prayed here tonight shall be answered. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I ask that you show everyone here mercy. Have mercy on everyone who have joined this prayer session. Lord, let your mercy speak for everyone right now, especially for the release of blessings they should have at this time. Oh Lord, let your mercy speak for everyone in Jesus' name. The blessings that you should have received before now, by the mercy of God, I pray that they begin to appear in your hands right now in Jesus' name. Every journey that should be short, but the enemy has made that journey so long for you. Journey that should be so short, but the enemy made it so long for you. I decree that journey becomes short in Jesus' name. I pray for you that helps from places you least expected shall come looking for you in the name of Jesus. Heaven shall defend your life, and the will of God shall begin to happen in your life. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the Lord surround your life with great opportunities such that you have too many options. I pray that heaven surround your life with great opportunities that will lead you to greatness. And let it be so right now in Jesus' name. Every sickness and disease in your body system that has failed to respond to drugs, and treatments, I command that sickness or disease to come out right now in the name of Jesus. The glory of the Lord shall come upon your life, and you shall be filled with perfect peace and joy and comfort in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.